on Amazon Prime. The battle for the US Open Tennis Championship has begun. Don't miss the action, the drama, and the excitement of the US Open. Live and exclusive on Amazon Prime.
The following is a presentation of the High Spot Podcast. Making their way to the ring, talking about the world of professional wrestling, the team of Jeff Martin and the trendsetter, Brian Perga, the Jersey Wrecking Crew.
You're listening to the High Spot Podcast on G-Pop's Podcast Network. I am Jeff Martin alongside my tag team partner, the trendsetter. Follow us on all our social media at High Spot Podcast. Trendsetter, we are on the verge. We are nearly there. All In Weekend is this weekend in Chicago, Illinois. It's from the beautiful Hyatt Regency. It is going to be amazing. We've got StarCast, the convention, and of course, everything is all about All In on Saturday. It is going to be a history-making event. Oh, definitely, Jeff, because you know what? We're finally seeing that light at the end of the tunnel. And that light at the end of the tunnel is Chicago, Illinois, is at the Sears Center, it's at StarCast, at the Hyatt Regency, all that stuff, all the event. You want to talk about Christmas coming early this time of year, Jeff? This is my Christmas. This is my birthday present, because my birthday's in December, so I get to do nothing fun in the winter. So this is it for me. So I can't wait for it, Jeff. I am super excited. I didn't think, honestly, this day would ever come, because we'll be talking about it over and over, but it's so close now, I can taste it. Can you taste it, Jeff? I can.
Oh, yeah, man. It's tasting really good, Trendsetter, and we are on the road to All In. Of course, we fly out on Thursday, and we will be there that Thursday for all the festivities. Of course, we will be there on Thursday night at 7 p.m. Central Time. We will be on Podcast Movement pop-up stage. We will have our show from 7 to 7:45. Already have a couple guests booked there for that, so definitely listen to us on that. We'll put that show out once we are done. So definitely going to be great to get our show out there for the people in the lobby. We're going to be on the speakers, so definitely we'll have the attention of a lot of people as they start getting ready for all those meet and greets. And of course, later that night, we've got the karaoke, the Marty Scurll. There's a jam session with Papa Buck. And then, of course, Friday is another round of interviews. And then Saturday, the High Spot Podcast is on Podcast Row. From the lobby, from where the meet and greets are going to be, there's going to be a bunch of other podcasts. Looking forward to meeting them, conversing, of course, catching up with Sports Guys Talking Wrestling, who will be there as well on Radio and Podcast Row.
Should be fun.
So it's going to be definitely fun. But right now, Trendsetter, first and foremost, we got to talk with The Draw. Sammy Callahan joins us on the High Spot Podcast today, a very special all-in episode, and he's going to talk about his meet and greet. He's going to talk about his Nintendo 64 challenge that he has on his birthday on September 1st as well, and it's open to you, the fans, so definitely it's something that you guys want to go to. It's only $25, so definitely go there and do it. Lots of prizes, too. You get a nice little golden trophy, so definitely want to check that out. Of course, Sammy Callahan will have his new merchandise out, and there will be meet and greets with OVE of Impact Wrestling. So if there's one place you want to go, is definitely to meet and greet with Sammy Callahan. He has been the talk of wrestling in 2018, one of the newsmakers in 2018. So he joins us here on the High Spot Podcast. And one thing I got to say before we get Sammy on is we talk about Cody and the Young Bucks, but Sammy Callahan is right up there when it comes to headliners, someone that has made an impact, no pun intended, on this industry and in wrestling, and in just a few short months, because in March, we heard the bat heard around the world in Impact Wrestling when he hit Eddie Edwards in the eye, accidentally, but that took a life of its own, and here we are, come September, you know, late August, and Sammy Callahan is one of those people who has made a name for himself in this business after leaving WWE not so ceremoniously, and now has made the rounds, and he will be on the Jericho Cruise to take on Marty Scurll. So many things to talk about with Sammy Callahan. Just your thoughts, Trendsetter, on his year this year.
Well, there's no question the impact, and pun intended here, of what he has done in the world of professional wrestling, and where he's getting the the crowd to talk about him. I mean, that's what you want to do from a business standpoint. Whether it's good publicity or bad publicity, you want people to continually keep talking about you, and that's what he's successfully been able to do better, I think, than anybody right now. And sure, he doesn't get the same notoriety as a guy like Cody or the Young Bucks or what's going on right now towards building up to All In. But you know what? The credit has to go to Sammy, and I'm sure, you know, Sammy would be the first one, too, for the fact that he doesn't want any,
adulation
or notoriety because he feels he's just doing it himself, and then that's fine. But, you know, I'll give it to him because there's no question the fact that he doesn't get the respect I think he rightfully deserves. And for a scenario of what happened with the bat heard around the world, you know what? Accidents happen. He's not apologetic for it. He's not doing something intentionally to hurt somebody. People want to call him unsafe. Fine. That's fair if they want to say it. But he doesn't hold his remorse.
He holds no remorse too for what he did. It happened, and there you go. He did try to apologize in the back, and you know. But now again, here we are as the close of the summer and the nearing the end of 2018, and he is one of those people that you have definitely, you know, heard from this year, and it continues in October. He will be on the cruise. He will be part of the Impact vs. Ring of Honor battle at sea. So definitely he is going to be somebody that heading into 2019, the sky is the limit. And of course, not only that, but he also has a rivalry now with Bully Ray and a House of Glory on October the 5th. They will do battle there to maybe try to settle this beef that started on national syndicated radio.
Yeah, of course. I mean, and again, that's just another perfect example of him. The reason why he calls himself The Draw is that people want to see what Sammy has to do next. But also, one more thing I forgot to mention, too. It's a mere fact that, you know, he's another guy, Jeff, that I have a huge amount of admiration for, because, you know, he bettered himself, too. He wasn't happy with things that were going on in his career. He wanted to step out. He wanted to bet on himself, knew he could do it, and this is the success he's had so far. And you talked about the Jericho Cruise, and you see what's going to happen at House of Glory as well. It's just amazing. He is the hottest thing right now in professional wrestling. I'm not kissing his ass when I'm saying this. It's just true, and it's just fact, and it's just, again, another proof, folks, that when you look at somebody like Sammy Callahan or Cody Rhodes, see people that bet on themselves are not afraid to take risks and chances, and you see what they get. They benefit from it. Good or bad or indifferent, doesn't matter. You're going to be talking about guys like Sammy Callahan for a long time.
All right, Trentsetter, and that is why I'm so looking forward to this interview. And without further ado, the Collar and Elbow interview of the week, and it is with Sammy Callahan. The Draw joins the High Spot Podcast. All right, Trendsetter, getting set for All In Weekend, and we are joined by The Draw, the man himself, Sammy Callahan from Impact Wrestling. Sammy, what's going on, man?
Look, I'm doing pretty good right now. I'm not going to hate on you too much. That was a pretty decent introduction.
Thanks so much for the time, Sammy. So let's talk about it, man. All In Weekend, it's going to be history-making. We've heard from Cody, the Young Bucks. Everyone who's anyone is talking about All In. Just your thoughts on this, you know, history-making event. Do you think at the end of this event, at the end of these 4 days, do you think it will live up to everything that it was supposed to be?
I think 100%, and I'm not going to lie, I'm pretty jealous right now that I'm not on All In. I feel like I'm the type of guy that this is right up my alley, and it sucks to not be a part of it, but AAW has two huge shows that weekend, as well as I'll be at StarCast for my birthday, holding a N64 tournament with a bunch of prizes and everything else. I want to see if anyone can actually beat the N64 bastard, beat me, myself, in No Mercy or Virtual Pro 2.
So have you always been a gamer, or was this your idea that you concocted too? And also, going to wish you an early happy birthday as well, too. But have you always been a gamer?
I've always been a gamer, and growing up, Nintendo 64, that was my system of choice. Me and Rich Swan like to put over ourselves to being N64 masters, because that's exactly what we are. There's not a lot of people on this planet that I think that could actually beat us at No Mercy or Virtual Pro 2, because we are that damn good at it.
So it's going to be awesome, too, because you're going to get yourself a chance to get a golden trophy up to $1,000 in prizes, merchandise, and memorabilia, too. So, of course, you'll be doing the meet and greet, too, with OVE on the 31st of August. That's between 3 and 5 p.m. Of course, you got, of course, new merch there, a chance to sell that. Talk about the experience. It's kind of has like a WrestleMania feel like with the whole weekend. You've got, of course, events from Thursday on to Sunday. Of course, the big one is on Saturday. Just talk about, you know, the StarCast itself and talk about how it's run and all these different options that fans have to go, you know, to explore at the Hyatt Regency.
This convention is one of the biggest things going on in wrestling ever right now on an independent scale. And I think this just is a true testament to how big our generation is truly changing wrestling. It's not all about WWE anymore. And I think we're all starting to realize that if we're not WWE, if we're not working there currently, we all need to be working together to get the fans, give all the boys an actual true alternative. And I think that's exactly what this is becoming.
You know, Sammy, Jeff and I, and thank you for your time, because if I don't ask you a question, Jeff's going to berate you with questions, and I can't get a word in edgewise with this guy. Can't believe you, Jeff. But what I want to
ask, squeaky wheel gets the oil. If you want to ask something, go ahead and ask.
Exactly.
He's got to take it. He's got to take the opportunity like you seized the opportunity in 2018.
Exactly.
Sammy.
That's why I smacked you in the head when I wanted to get my question. But Sammy, what I want to ask you is that you seem to be a pure fan at heart. You love this business. You talk about it 24/7. So do Jeff and I on the show here. But my question to you is from, you know, a performer standpoint now. You talked about, for example, it's not all WWE anymore. So, you know, we talk about constantly how it's a great time to be a wrestling fan, because in terms of the distribution of everything is like from a touch of a button. Go to YouTube, whatever, you can see any type of version of promotion you want to see. From a performer standpoint, how exciting is it nowadays, do you think, now for the fact that, yeah, it's not all WWE now. You can go to any place and make a name for yourself and brand yourself the right way and make a very good, decent living out of it.
Not just a decent living, a hell of a living. There's guys out there making more than six figures. There's guys out there on the indies and working elsewhere than WWE just making more money than some of the people in WWE. And that's where it's cool for where wrestling is right now. I think wrestling right now is hotter than it's ever been in history. And people might want to argue that, oh, well, ratings are down for Raw, ratings are down for SmackDown, ratings are down for Impact, for Lucha Underground. But just, I don't think the ratings matter anymore, because people don't watch their content on television anymore. I know a lot of people that don't even have a cable provider. Everyone watches Netflix, Hulu, streaming devices. There's just as many people watching wrestling around the world than there's ever been in any time period. And I don't think it's just from a television standpoint anymore. Now we are in a generation where any wrestler or any company can blow up overnight and actually have viewers from all over the world with just one click of the mouse.
You know, Sammy, obviously we know Cody's story, we know the Young Bucks, we know, you know, Bullet Club's story, and obviously 2018 for you has been a heck of a year, and we know everything that happened early on, but let's talk about now. Do you think, especially right now, as we saw in Impact Wrestling and you had the Mexican death match with Pentagon Jr., do you think that the score has been settled? Do you think that you are ready to move on, or do you think the score will never be settled between you and Pentagon?
I don't think that'll ever be settled. I respect what Pentagon does, but at the same point, I'm really getting sick of him always riding my coattails. And the reason I say riding my coattails is because it seems like anywhere I go and pick up steam, he ends up at the same company and gets a couple opportunities over top of me. But I'll also say that anytime we're in the ring, I don't think there's anyone in the world that can do exactly what we do. We do something special. We put eyes on product, and our feud this year is one of the most watched feuds in all of wrestling.
You know, Sammy, with that being said, in terms of, you know, eyes being on that product right now and you being necessarily as hot as you are right now, for good reason, and I mentioned this to Jeff too, I mean, you basically took a shot on yourself, you bet on yourself, and you're reaping the benefits of your hard work. My question to you is, where do you get that work ethic from, seriously? Does it come from your upbringing? I mean, you're probably one of the hardest working people in the wrestling business today.
I think a lot of it has to do with just boredom. I'm a very easily bored person. I always have to be doing something. Complacency is not something that I like. I'm not a complacent person. That's why I quit WWE. When I was sitting on the sidelines, when I felt like I should be in main matches or main storylines, instead I was sitting on the sidelines, I could have, like anyone else there, and just collected a paycheck, a really good paycheck, and just sat in the back. But I wasn't going to do that. I was going crazy to the point. I'm a very creative person. I have to be doing something at all times. I run a wrestling promotion called the Wrestling Revolver. I edit videos. I do audio stuff. I do website work. I do graphic design. I help book promotions. I help make contacts and networking for people. There's so many things that I do that people will never even know about. I'm not just this one-trick pony that just wrestles and plays the game like that. I will play the game from every different aspect, and I'll infiltrate any company that I work for because I know at the end of the day that I'm that talented, and I know at the end of the day that I bring something to any promotion I will ever work for from this point forward.
Do you think it's something good for a wrestler today to try to dabble into other things as far as just being a pro wrestler? Do you think it's good for
him? I think
they
have to.
Yeah.
I think they have to because now our generation, from a technology standpoint, is 100% smarter than there was 20 years ago or 15 years ago. Now people can make a full-time living by making their brand through Twitter or YouTube or streaming devices. There's some YouTubers, look at What Culture or look at Cultaholic or look at WrestleTalk. These are companies making a good living by making wrestling videos on YouTube. And that's how wrestlers should look at their livelihood right now. It's not just about how good wrestlers are. It's how good you can build your brand on social media and other platforms to get yourself to that next level. Because back when I first started, you had to send a resume. You had to send a VHS tape and just hope someone watched it. Now you can have one gift blow up overnight. For instance, Marco Stunt. No one knew who he was until that one gift from GCW showed up, and now he's booked everywhere. He's booked on All In this weekend. He's booked at PCW comes up. I booked him for my company. He blew up because of one gift. And all it takes is one gift to blow up for people to go into the next stratosphere is wrestling, and it didn't used to be like that.
Yeah, talking about that and diving into the world of, you know, social media, the internet age where, like, everything is so accessible, and we talked about previously about, you know, distribution, the ways you can view content nowadays. Sammy, you know, from your perspective, how important is it nowadays for a young and up-and-coming superstar performer to come up here and make sure that they use the vital tools they have in front of them, like social media, to brand and market themselves? And more importantly, how do you balance all those things out? You wear different hats, obviously. You do a million things at once. How do you balance all those things out to make sure? Is it a major thing of just consistency? Or how do you balance it for yourself?
And if young guys aren't taking every advantage of social media and other platforms, they're stupid and they don't belong in this business anymore. The business has changed now. You have to go to bat for yourself, and you have to be creative, and you have to be able to bring yourself to that next level because no one else is going to do it. And for me to do all the different avenues that I do, I'm not going to lie, it's a lot on my plate, and I sometimes want to just put my head under a blanket and just go to sleep forever, but I can't because I'm, like I said, I'm not complacent. I want to get better. I want to be one of the biggest stars in professional wrestling, and I'm not going to stop until I'm to that point. And right now, I'm going to work harder than anyone, and I know a lot of people say that, but I truly do. I run promotions. I do anything for any one of my guys that I put my name behind, and I will continue to do that as long as I'm in this business.
I mean, one of the things, too, where you show you're not complacent is because Ring of Honor kind of had that deal with Chris Jericho for the cruise, and then you kind of were, like, very vocal about how come Impact Wrestling or how come you weren't booked on the cruise. Obviously, you had some issues with some guys from Ring of Honor, and now all of a sudden, before you know it, Impact versus ROH is going to headline that cruise, that battle at sea in October. You're going to be part of it.
And you can thank me for that. You guys can thank me for that.
Yeah,
because I thought it was bullshit that only one company was getting all the praise of this, and this is something I wanted to do. A, it looked awesome. B, it's on a cruise ship. I've never been on a cruise. And C, if I want something, I'm just going to straight up and ask it now. I went on hundreds of interviews since I left WWE and said I was a total bitch at WWE. I walked on eggshells to convince myself. I said I didn't do the things that I needed to do to strive. But now I'm not walking on eggshells. I will say or do whatever I want, and no one's going to stop me. If I wanted to be on that cruise, I said I wanted to be on that cruise, and I got on that cruise. And I got a lot of other guys on that cruise. So you guys can all thank me for that because it's something, it's history. It truly is. Ring of Honor and Impact Wrestling working together for the first time.
Yeah, and one of the marquee matches that evening or during that cruise is going to be you and Marty Scurll, the Villain. That is a dream match, and you can only see it at sea. You know, talk about that matchup there, you and Marty Scurll. Are you looking forward to it?
100%. Marty is a guy that we pretty much grew up in this business together in Germany and England and America. I knew Marty very, very well on a personal level and a professional level, but he may have the rest of the world fooled that he's some sort of villain. He's this dark person. He plays mind games. But to me, I know exactly who he is. still Marty Scurll. He's still Party Marty. He's still the guy that went on a game show trying to hook up with chicks. He's still that same guy to me. He's not the villain to me. I know exactly who he is under that mask, under that black jacket, and under his wings, and I'm going to expose that, and I'm going to prove exactly what he is, and that's a phony.
You know, Sammy, something I've enjoyed so much about this, we're talking about the All-In event, we're talking about all the events that are going to happen in Chicago, Illinois, you know, what's going to happen on the Jericho Cruise and how exciting it's going to be to see Wrestling at Sea and all the events that are happening. It feels right now like there's always something going on and you're always involved in something as well. But something I've always been curious and wanted to ask your opinion on it too, is that when you look, for example, certain promotions, you know, first of all, a lot of respect goes out to people who want to promote an event, but usually it's always a balancing act where they want to either, they want to dictate to the fans what they want to see, or they're trying to see it from the fans' perspective. For yourself, do you see it from both eyes, and how do you draw that line? Because nowadays, it seems like whatever's being put out there, you're going to get that immediate reaction, that regurgitation where most fans are like, we don't want this, you feel like you're forcing this on us, type of thing. So how do you balance that out to make sure you're kind of entertaining everybody? Because clearly, you can't please everybody at the same time.
Yeah, that's 100% true. You can't please everyone, but you have to try to please the masses. And here's the thing. Wrestling has changed 100% since the dawn of social media. Now, look what WWE is doing right now. The fans don't like something, they boycott it. That's the same thing with independent wrestling, but we're on a smaller scale, and we need to make the money, so we have to keep more people happy. If we try to shove something down their throat, they will just push straight back, and they will revolt against it. So you have to play very, very a fine line of exactly how you want to show, because all it's going to take is one big mistake to completely ruin a company at this point.
Is that what you think is the allure of All In? And, you know, for example, let's just take Impact Slammiversary. I can't find anybody that gave that any bad reviews, especially your match with Pentagon, the story that you told with the hair versus mask, and now you go to All In, and you see the story that's being told with Cody and the NWA Championship against Nick Aldis. Do you think that maybe part of the allure of All In and Impact and Lucha is that wrestling fan, the WWE has kind of maybe turned its back on them just a little bit?
100%. And there's so many pros to this show and not a lot of cons. When you look at the roster, it's some of, if not the best wrestlers from all around the world on one show. Sure, I'd like to be a part of that. Sure, I'm kind of pissed that I'm not a part of that. Sure, I'm really jealous that I'm not a part of that. But I can't hate on the fact that they're one of the best independent wrestling shows of all time, if not the very best. Look at the lineup. Look at the roster they have. That show's going to be amazing. On top of that, they have started a movement. Cody, the Young Bucks, Marty Scurll, the entire Elite brand, they have started a revolution because of this. They're a lot. I'm not trying to directly compare myself to them, but I feel like myself and those guys think a lot of the same. They bet on themselves. Any one of those guys could be at WWE right now if they really wanted to, but they believe in a true alternative, and they believe that they don't just have to let WWE monopolize everything. They bet it on themselves, and they took a huge risk to sell out a 10,000-seat building, and it paid off in full. And that's one of the most respectable things I've ever seen in wrestling. And, like, I don't think I would have had the balls on a 10,000-seat building, but these guys did it, and they succeeded. These guys, instead of doing Hot Topic, these guys are outselling WWE at Hot Topic. They're the hottest thing in wrestling right now, bar none, and I think that's even bigger than WWE, some of, like, their overness, some of their popularity. The Young Bucks are outselling WWE at Hot Topic. The Young Bucks are selling Funko Pops now. The Young Bucks have made a full-on wealthy empire. Same thing with Cody doing what they wanted to do and just truly fighting for what they believed in. And that's amazing when you know what to think about it.
It is really amazing, and sometimes you have to take a step back and actually be like, oh my goodness, I can't believe these things are actually happening. Something that, you know, I spoke to Jeff about on the show, it's that something that surprised me more. If you think of WWE, immediately you think of Madison Square Garden, for example, and the mere fact that Supercard of Honor and G1 is going to be in Madison Square Garden during WrestleMania weekend, I mean, is this just more significant proof, like we talked about and we're obviously expanding on it, that, you know, the culture of professional wrestling has changed? Who would have ever thought that Ring of Honor would sell out Madison Square Garden? I think the same equivalent time that All In sold out Chicago, and now Ring of Honor will be at MSG during WrestleMania weekend, when you would think MSG, WWE, that's Vince's house, that would never happen. Is this just a final exclamation point to the fact that the business has changed completely now, and now it's in the hands of what I feel like the performers now dictate what they want to do rather than the other way around?
Yeah, because we actually have a voice now. Like, if we don't like something, we can go directly on our social media and put out one message to the masses that can change an entire outlook on an event or change an entire outlook on a generation. Like, people are truly getting behind these people because now they have the platform to have their voices heard, and that's exactly what they're doing.
You know, Sammy, you now have the platform because of, you know, the notoriety you're getting at Impact. Of course, you and OVE. What message do you want to send to the fans when you go out there every single night? What is that message from Sammy Callahan and OVE?
That we're one of the best, if not the best, trios in the world. That me, myself, and I, even though thanks to that, not went the way I wanted them to at WWE, that now that I am part of a revolution with Impact Wrestling. But Impact Wrestling is on the verge of dying. Within the last year, I'm not going to say I'm the only reason, but I'm going to say I'm a huge reason that Impact Wrestling is changing right now. They sold out Slammiversary. Who's in the marquee matches? Me. They're freaking got the highest rating in the last 5 years of a television taping of me hitting Eddie Edwards in the face with a baseball bat. It is me. They're on the Jericho cruise because I put out one message and one video to Chris Jericho, and we're on the cruise. Me. So, excuse me. I'm going to take all the credit for any of this because that's exactly how I feel at this point. I'm not going to be bashful. I'm not going to be modest. Like, I want the respect of what I've done, who I am, and, like, exactly. I'm for a loss for words right now because I'm very passionate about this. But I will continue to fight and bleed if I have to for exactly what I believe in my vision of professional wrestling. Because truly right now we're going through a revolution that this is for our generation, by our generation. And that's my biggest message.
How much do you savor the responsibilities of kind of being a face of a company like Impact or wherever you headline, wherever you're at? How is there pressure, or are you, with your experience, are you already ready to carry the burden of carrying a company if you had to, like Impact? Because obviously, I don't know how long you'll stay there, but definitely a championship run, you know, is worthy for somebody like yourself. Are you ready to carry that burden of maybe being the face of a company?
100%. I feel the pressure, but the pressure doesn't bother me. I don't feel it to the point it makes me nervous, or I don't think, oh, what if I don't pull through? I know I will pull through. I know my body will work, and I know exactly what I've done to get to this point. I'm more ready than I've ever been. I'm more ready than 95% of the wrestlers out there to be at this point. And I'm going to continue to say that, I'm going to continue to do that. And the reason I'm so successful right now is I do what I want to do. I'm not going to allow people to tell me who I am. I'm not going to allow people to tell me what to do. I'm going to do what I do when I want to do it because I know it's right at this point. Because if you look at the track record of what I've done, it always piques buzz, it always piques interest, and I'm going to continue to do that. And so I'm done with this business.
Man, Jeff, I can hear Sammy talk forever, seriously. And the reason why I enjoy it so much, not only passion, but Sammy, you speak your mind. In the day and age where a lot of people are just afraid to tell it like it is from their perspective, at least, you know,
people are more worried about Twitter followers and making everyone happy, but I don't care. I piss someone off at this point because if you're going to go down in a blazing fire, you might as well do it for what you believe in.
Oh, I completely agree. If I'm gonna fall and flat on my face, I'm gonna go out swinging. I have like a fighter's mentality, so I don't care. So that's why I have so much admiration, respect, and thanking you for everything you're doing here. And something that I really enjoy too, not only with the whole scenario of what happened with Eddie Edwards and the bat, the hurt around the world, and everything that's led up to this point, but you, and now speaking of, you know, House of Glory that's going to be on October 5th in Jamaica, New York. You and Bully Ray, how amped up and excited are you for something like this? Because ultimately, the altercation between the two of you is like something that, for at least from a fan's perspective, we're sitting on the edge of our seats waiting how this is going to play itself out. How excited are you to finally get in the ring with a guy like Bully Ray?
Look, we did good business at this last show to set this ankle. But at the end of the day, I don't like Bully Ray, and I know Bully Ray doesn't like me or respects me. It's going to be a formal match. I'm going to come at Bully Ray with everything I got because I'm going to prove exactly what he is. And that's a guy that can't hang in the ring with me anymore. That's a guy that wants to down-talk me, down-talk my generation, and I'm going to shut his mouth once and for all.
Now, let's set the record straight now. You haven't been ducking Bully, right? Because, you know, he's got the platform, you know, 3 times a week to come on a show. Well, no, well, Bully's there 3 times a week. He's got the chance to, you know, say that you've been ducking him. Is that the truth? Set the record straight right here.
No, that's not the truth. But this match, a lot of promotions have owned that. Look, this match, the price hasn't been right. Why are we going to give away something for free that can generate, that can make money and generate buzz? So House of Glory was the first people to meet the price and meet the number, and now this match is going to happen. At this point, Bully Ray and his little podcast kiss my ass for all I care. I'm done dealing with his mouth. He wants to talk a big game. He wants to be a bully. Let's see if he can actually back it up in the ring with the death machine, the worldwide desperado in the draw, because that's exactly what I am right now. And he should be lucky to even be in the ring with someone that's a rising star like me in this business.
You know, Sammy, something that's always found interesting, and I have so much respect, obviously, because I think it takes a special individual to do what you do on a consistent basis the way you do it. I mean, we all deal with the scenarios where we have to work with people we don't like. I mean, I do it on a daily basis every week when I'm talking with Jeff, my
feeling
co-host
mutual,
right here.
Buddy.
Exactly.
Mutual.
So I can't stand it, and let alone I'm dealing with him with an hour every week. So it's not like, for example, you deal with somebody on the road that you continually have to work with. Something I've always admired in terms of that respect factor, that the bridge never cross that line, theoretically. It's always professionalism. Can you just elaborate a little bit more of where that comes from? Because to me, I just find that in awe that how you could hate somebody so much and yet be so protective of them, too, because at the end of the day, it is business.
Money.
And it's work.
Mm-hmm. Money. Money. I give a shit about this wrestling brotherhood at this point. I have enough friends. I want some money. You know why I do the things I do? Because of money. You know the reason I work with the people that I do, even though I don't like them, because of money. Money talks, and I like to make a lot of it.
Definitely does, and we're talking.
And he is making a lot of it.
We're talking to Sammy Callahan of Impact Wrestling, and of course, he will be at StarCast Convention.
Also of Lucha Underground, also of MLW. I'm on three national television shows right now: Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Who else can say that?
Well, yeah, and talk about MLW, which they actually were back in New York for an awesome event too. Impact Wrestling is going to New York for Bound for Glory. Your thoughts of Impact Wrestling going?
Damn near sold out already.
Yeah.
I'm one of the market guys on the posters. Damn near sold out in New York. I think this is a proven track record at this point, but I'm exactly where I say I am. That's the draw.
Yeah, the Melrose Ballroom, too. And my final question to you, Sammy, is All In. And first and foremost, you're a fan. That's why you're so passionate. That's why you've been so successful. But as a fan, when you step back and you look at the matches that are here, yes, you would love to be on the card tearing the house down. But if you're going as a fan, which match are you looking the most forward to watching?
The whole show and the surprises. I know how Cody is. I know how the Young Bucks are. I know how Marty is. You don't think there's going to be a shitload of surprises on this show? All the rumors out there, all the buzz out there of what might happen, like that really freaking gets to me the most, because in today's day in technology, kayfabe's pretty much dead. Like, everyone knows everything before it happens, but people don't really know exactly what's going to happen on this show. They've done a great job of keeping a tight lip, and that's amazing when you really think about it. Like, I am, as a wrestling fan, like, I usually know everything before it happens, being the position I am in wrestling, but I don't know what's going to happen here. I don't know who might show up, and that's really cool in today's day and age.
Definitely very cool, and it's very refreshing, too, nowadays, where everybody feels like they're entitled to know what's going on.
And predictability is still key.
And everybody wants to...
Cody might win the NWA World Championship. Like, if you look at the lineage of that, and look at, like, what his father did with the NWA, how fucking cool would that be? And pardon my language... But how cool would that be to see a father-son both the NWA champions?
That would be amazing. That would be an historic factor. And again, something that the fans weren't expecting. It's just you have to be there and watch it on Fight and Pay-Per-View to witness something as historic as that. Final one for me, Sammy, and I'm always victim of being the sentimental guy here in terms of just because I love professional wrestling so much, but seeing everything you've done, everything you've accomplished within your career, and you're still accomplishing it because you're still doing things and being innovative with everything you're doing
in your career.
I don't
even think I've seen my prime yet, man. I think I'm just right on the verge of
the best is
better things than I'm going to accomplish.
The best is yet to come.
Best is yet to come. I see it. I'm sure a lot of people do too. But with that being said, I know you just mentioned before that you're not a complacent guy. You're always constantly doing stuff too. But have you had an opportunity just to maybe for 15 seconds to sit back and say, man, look at everything I've done and accomplished. This is pretty cool. And kind of, you know, not smell the roses, but be proud and give yourself that pat in the back that you need.
Not really. To be honest, I'm kind of pissed off that I'm not even a bigger star, because that's why the type of person I am. I'm always looking at myself like, oh, you're not good enough. You're not good enough yet. You haven't accomplished this. You haven't accomplished that. Like, and I think I'll be like that my entire career, my entire life. I'm never going to be happy with what I've accomplished. I'm always going to accomplish that much more. I'm always going to want to be that much better. And I think that's a good way to live life. Like, I always have a high expectation for myself because I feel like I deserve it as a person.
He is Sami Callihan. He is the draw. He is one of the biggest names that's being talked about in 2018. He is, like you said, Impact Wrestling, Lucha Underground, MLW.
The man is on fire.
Yeah,
Jeff.
The sky is the limit.
You guys get it. I like you guys.
Thanks, Sammy.
That's a huge compliment coming from you, Sammy. I greatly appreciate it.
I know. And like so many people.
And another thing you're going to hear a lot, Sammy, especially when you're holding that special around your birthday, too, you're going to hear a lot of this, and you're going to hear it, at least maybe from us first, at least before you go to Chicago, is thank you, Sammy, for everything you're doing, man. It is greatly appreciated by us. It is admired, and it's very inspirational for us, obviously trying to do the hustle same way and seeing guys like you work your asses off to get where you are definitely motivates us.
It's the most. It's mostly taking a chance on yourself because, you know, in the workplace, it's not wrestling. In the workplace where you're sick of your 9-to-5 and you could be doing something that you love, but you're scared of paying bills or you're scared of just taking a chance. You, Cody, the Young Bucks, one thing that I know is that if you don't take that chance, you're never going to know. And look at the success stories of you and the Bullet Club and all that. So I think it's inspirational, too. And again, too, we want to thank you for what you're doing. And, you know, we know...
It's even better than this. The best is not yet to come. He hasn't reached his prime yet. Sammy hasn't reached his prime, like he said before.
Yeah.
So God knows what's in the near fold for 2019.
Yeah, definitely. So we want to thank you, Sammy. And, of course, he will be part of All In Weekend StarCast. Of course, he's got the Sami Callihan N64 Birthday Invitational Tournament. And, of course, he's got meet and greets. And, listen, stop by and show your support for Sami Callihan, one of the biggest names of 2018. Sammy, thanks a lot for coming on the show.
No, thank you guys also, and got to get a cheap plug out there for you guys to get off. Check out me, Dave, and Jake's promotion, The Wrestling Revolver, at PW Revolver on Twitter and Instagram. We got a bunch of awesome stuff coming up. Hell, our show coming up in October has DCO versus Walter. It has a 4-on-4 freaking Cage of Doom or whatever match we're calling it now. Rich Swan, everyone's on this show. Like, check this show out. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, looking forward to that. And looking forward to at least maybe saying hello during All In Weekend, man. So, Sammy, thanks a lot,
you
man.
Better. You better. I'm going to be mad if you don't at this point.
Well, at this point, it might be difficult for Jeff, at least, Sammy. I can only speak for him now because he is very intimidated by you.
Well, it's okay, man. I plan on at least front flip cafe kicking one fan this weekend.
Hopefully it's Jeff.
Oh well, Sammy, thanks a lot, man. Have a great time. Enjoy the weekend, and we'll definitely at least say hellos and do the introductions and stuff like that in person. Appreciate it, Sammy.
You too.
All right, Trendsetter, that was Sami Callihan of Impact Wrestling, MLW, Lucha Underground, and of course so many other promotions. And
I basically call him a man of the world, Jeff.
Yeah, exactly. And he will be at All In Weekend. Can't thank him enough for giving us a few minutes. It is so close to All In, man. Looking forward to the event. The Jersey Wrecking Crew will be there. We will give you interviews, all the content. You can find it on our YouTube channel. Just like and subscribe. Trendsetter, man, what did you take away from that?
What I took away from it, Jeff, is I think that it's the main thing I take away from all the guests we have on the show. But Sammy obviously is a very special one in the sense that not just because we had him on the show, but he generally speaks his mind. He says it like it is. And more importantly than anything, something you notice about Sammy, regardless whether you like him or not, or you think he's a jerk, or you think he's a nice guy, he is so passionate about what he does. You can't help but doing one thing, and one thing only, when you think of a guy like Sami Callihan, is give him respect. So much respect for this guy.
You don't have to like the dude, but... You know, you got to respect them.
I like the dude, so that's a problem. I like him and respect the guy, so I don't know what everybody else is thinking too, but you're right. Right now, he's the hottest thing going on in professional wrestling right now, in my opinion at least. That's why he is the draw. That's why he is making the money. That's why people want him on his promotions and on their shows to talk, because he speaks it like it is, he says it like it is, and he is somebody who he's even mentioned, Jeff, he's not even reaching his prime, so only one could imagine what the future holds for a guy like Sami Callihan and any company he touches.
I can't stress enough, 2018, all these guys have at least headlined or have made history or have been in the news. You've at least taken the time out and talked about them. Yep. They've been mainstream. And 2019 is going to be amazing for these guys, because should they choose to continue this path and, you know, make a name for themselves on the independents, then it's going to be bigger and bigger and bigger. So, it depends what each these guys do. Of course, you never know. Opportunity may knock somewhere else. But again, if they decide to choose to stick to this together and try to maybe, you know, carve their own paths on this journey, you know, at least together, then it's going to be an awesome time to be a professional wrestling fan too.
Let me use this analogy for you, Jeff, and see if this makes any sense, right? For the guys, for everyone listening to the show, what I think Cody and the Young Bucks have done is they've thrown that pebble into the pond and they created that first ripple. And now, depending on obviously certain scenarios, contracts are up, what decisions they all plan on making, and not just Cody and the Young Bucks, but maybe the Bullet Club, Kenny Omega, a lot of things can happen to prevent a lot of things from occurring that we want in the near future. But that first ripple is created. So whatever happens from this point on, as historic it's going to be in Chicago, Illinois, I think whatever happens, whether they stay or they don't, or you know, one can speculate, I think that ripple started and somebody else will just gain that momentum and make it even bigger and better than it is right now. So hard to imagine because, you know, All In seems so historic right now. But again, somebody will find a way. I don't think this is the last time we're ever going to deal with a situation. It may not be called All In, but we're going to deal with a situation like this again. 10,000, next time will be 20, 30, and it'll go on from there.
Yeah, and definitely this the interview with Sammy Callahan is brought to you by Collar and Elbow. It is a apparel brand founded by Al Snow, mixing wrestling passion with street fashion. From cool-looking headwear to great-looking men's and women's shirts, check out the entire summer fashion line by going to collarxelbowbrand.com and save 10% on your entire online purchase just by entering promo code HIGHSPOTPODCAST. All in caps. Summer is coming to a close. Definitely want to get your last second, you know, t-shirts or whatever you got to do, shorts. So definitely go to collarxelbowbrand.com. And again, save yourself 10% and, you know, help the High Spot Podcast out. All in caps, High Spot Podcast. Trendsetter Man, we are on the road now to All In. There is no turning back, and this was a special All In edition. We had Sammy Callahan, who will be at StarCast, of course. Go to StarCast.com. Check out when his meet and greets are, of course. He'll have that N64 tournament as well on his birthday. So if you're not intimidated by Sammy Callahan,
which you are, clearly,
which I am, definitely wish him a happy birthday too. He will be there for All In the StarCast convention festivities. And of course, our next episode is with the man himself, Conrad Thompson. He is, of course, the podcast king in my eyes. He is he's got three of the top wrestling shows out there with Bruce Pritchard, Tony Schiavone, Eric Bischoff, and he will join us talking about StarCast and All In. And of course, guys, if you're a podcaster, especially if you're a wrestling podcaster like we are and everyone else is, everyone's got a wrestling podcast, you definitely want to listen to this because towards the end, you will hear Conrad Thompson talk about the future of podcasting in, you know, in the near future. So definitely want to listen to that. But man, what an episode tonight, Trendsetter. And of course, Conrad Thompson joins us this Friday, which will already be in All In weekend in Chicago.
Yeah, we'll be in Chicago, guys. And hopefully you will enjoy the journey and join us in the journey, which is All In. It's closely coming to fruition, guys. It's going to be here. It's becoming reality, and I hope you guys enjoy that journey with us. And we thank you so much for listening to this special episode we have here of the High Spot Podcast. For my tag team partner, Jeff Martin, I'm the trendsetter, Brian Berger. Next time you hear us, it will be in Chicago, Illinois for All In. You cannot believe that. We'll believe that we do this for one reason and one reason only. We do this for you guys, the crew.
On Amazon Prime, the battle for the US Open Tennis Championship has begun. Don't miss the action, the drama, and the excitement of the US Open. Live and exclusive on Amazon Prime.